Good morning, everybody. We're really glad that you were able to make it even despite the snow and some of the treacherous travel getting to church.
祈りの日時ごろですね、朝、3時55分発を、スクーターで運転していたんですけれども、前の車が55バイパスを、スクーターで運転していたんですけれども、前の車が急停車したのに、ぶつかるような形で、地面に倒れたんですけれども、その時にちょっとハンドルをひねった時に、スクーターのハンドルがちょっとお腹に食い込んで倒れたものですから、その後救急車で運ばれました。
So we want to share with you a little bit of a request and give you a little bit of an update on Sasha's situation. On Friday night, she was trying to merge into traffic on a 50 bypass, and the car in front of her stopped suddenly, and so she turned to try to avoid hitting, and when she did, the handle hit her side, and she hit the back of the car and fell over. And so after that, she was taken by ambulance to Mito Kyodo Hospital.
はい、水戸共同病院の方に最初に入ったんですけれども、すぐにちょっと状態分からなかったんですけども、骨は大丈夫で、一応 CT スキャンを取ってみようということで CT スキャンを取ってみましたら、お腹の方で内出血があるということが分かりまして、外科医が揃っている水戸再生科病院の方に今救急車で転送されました。そして、その後に もう一回CT スキャン取って、そして、ちょっとね、顔がどんどん青ざめていって、た状態でしたので、この音が危ないということで、そして、分かったのが脾臓っていう器官ですね。血を血球がそこに行って最処的に処理する器官です。免疫も司っている器官なんですけれども、それが損傷して、もう 破れてしまっているので、ということで、急遽手術を、するこ行われました。脾臓っていうのはこう肝臓みたいにこうボロボロ崩れてしまいますので、取るならば一部を取ることができないということで、全部を取ってしまう手術か、あるいは一部を残して、一部をこう、カテーテルで、血管を固めて、止めてしまって、血が出ないようにするっていう選択に迫られたんですけれども、じゃあカテーテルでやってみましょうということで、手術が夜中の1時半ぐらいから、約1時間かけて、行われました。あ、どうぞ。
So we took her to Mito Kyodo Hospital, and at that time, they first did an X-ray and just to make sure that there were no bones broken, which, you know, thankfully there wasn't. But the doctor said, "Well, let's just go ahead and try to do a CT scan just in case," because she was complaining of pain in her stomach area. And when they did the CT scan, they found that there was blood collecting inside, and so they decided to move her to Saisei Kaibyoin, over by the Children's Hospital, so the specialist could look at it. There they did another CT scan, and she was continuing to have more pain and was getting pale, so they felt like it was a pretty serious situation. And when they saw that, they found that there was bleeding coming from her spleen, and the spleen is such that you can't just take out a portion of it. You either have to take it all out or not. And that the spleen, I didn't even know what the spleen is for, but I guess it's for something having to do with generating the blood and dealing with the old blood cells. So they looked at a couple of different options, and one option was either to do the surgery and remove the entire spleen, or to use a catheter procedure and go up through her leg and basically shut off a portion of the spleen. So they decided to do that, and the procedure took about an hour to do.
はい、そうですね。まあその後ももし出血が止まらないようであれば、もう一回カテーテルの手術するか、あるいは、切ってね、脾臓を取り出すかっていうことになったんです。今のところ出血がないので、どうやら出血は成功したと思います。ただ、まだICUの方で、まだ身動きができない状態ですね。で、大安静の状態にありますので、 皆様のお祈りを引き続きお願いします。
So, you know, they kind of kept her overnight in ICU, and at this point, there's still no bleeding. They've been able to successfully stop that. So as long as it can stay in that way, then they won't have to do surgery to remove the spleen. But because of the serious nature of it, they're keeping her in ICU for a while longer because they want her to rest in the location of the spleen in the body. They don't want her to move at all. So she's having to stay in ICU.
そうですね、まだ ICU から出られる予定はまだこういう状態ですのでまだ分からないんですけれども、お祈りください。かなりの痛みがありますね。中で内臓が損傷してますので、かなり痛みがあって、なってますので、緩和治療してるんですけど、それでもまだ痛いっていうことです。横にあってますので、お祈りに覚えてください。神様は必ずね、なれば働いてくださいますので、我々が何もできなくても神様は働いてくださいますので、祈っていきましょう。
So, we're really, really thankful that the procedure has been successful and that she is healing, but because of her situation, we want to ask everybody to continue praying. You know, God really does work in our prayer, and we've seen that even in the fact thatA lot of her health and her body was such that it wasn't worse. It could have been a whole lot worse. So we're really, really thankful for that. But we want to ask you to continue praying because she's in ICU. And at this point, we don't know yet. We haven't been able to find out from the doctor when she'll be able to be released from ICU to a regular hospital room.
はい、じゃあ、一緒に今、心を合わせてお祈りしたいと思います。
One question: were there any serious bruises as a result of the fall?
足がちょっとあざになってるんですけれども、でも折れてなかったから、そういう骨折はない。なかったのでそれはよかった。
She, her right knee is scraped up, and she has a little bit of a fat lip. But other than that, she's on the outside. You can't see anything.
そうですね、外への出血はなかったので、中だったので、ね、ちょっと時間がかかったんですけど、はい、これでお願いします。
Let's pray.
全てを作り、また全てを収めておられる天のお父様。
God, we pray to you, recognizing you to be the one who creates all things and has created us.
神様、今回、サーシャさんに起こったこと、本当にびっくりで突然のことでありました。しかし神様がその中で最善をなしてくださって、そして骨折もなく手術ありましたけれども、良いお医者さんを備えてくださり、今のところこのままで収まることを私たち期待し、またあなたにお祈りします。神様、どうぞサルサさんの体を今強めてくださって、あなた様が与えてくださいますようにお願いします。
God, we also experience shock hearing about Sasha's accident and her current situation, but we also recognize how much you have already worked in protecting her and all of the different ways that you have blessed her with such a good doctor and a good set of nurses, the way that you are healing her body andcontinuing to protect her and allowing the procedure to be successful so that she didn't have to have surgery to remove her spleen. So God, we lift her before you now as a group and pray that you would continue to hover over her and that you would bless her and protect her and to continue to heal her.
神様、私たちの人生本当にたくさんの試練があります。教会もたくさんの試練がこのようにしてあるわけですけれども、神様、あなたが共にいてくださって全てを支配しておられることを私たち信じます。またこのような試練を通して私たちさらに信仰が鍛えられ、また祈るというこの本当に尊い技を神様が与えてください。またさらに神様に頼る道をあなたが示してくださっています。どうぞ私たち心を合わせて今サーシャさんのために祈る機会が与えられていますので、神様、毎日今サーシャさんのために祈り続けることができるようにこの教会を助けてください。
God, we know that we we can be hurt physically. And God, we know that in our lives, there are lots of things. In this church, there are lots of things that can become challenges. But we also know that each of those things, even though they can be difficult, are things that can help produce within us faith and call us to our knees in prayer. God, we know that those are things that can draw us closer in our dependence upon you. And so it's our desire and it is our prayer that you would draw us more in independence of you. God, we recognize that you can heal Sasha. We know that she is dependent on you and that she is trusting in you right now. And we're so thankful for everybody who is also coming to you and praying on her behalf. God, please continue to help us to be more dependent on you and to really believe and trust that you are at work and that we will see healing.
神様、アメリカにおられる、本当に心配しておられると思うサーサさんのご両親、またご家族、そしてスポンサー協会の方々、神様、今日も礼拝で祈っておられると思います。心配しておられると思います。すぐ飛んでこられない状況にありますので、神様どうぞ彼らの心に、さらに神様が平安と信仰を与えてくださいますようにお願いします。
But we're also prayerfully mindful of Sasha's mom and sister and her family and her sponsoring church in America, friends that are there that are worried and thinking about her. And we pray that you would continue to give them strength and that you would bless them. God, that you would continue to draw them to you as well.
神様どうぞ私たちをさらに祈る教会にしてください。私たち本当に自分だけのことを考えて生きている、それで終わってしまう人生では本当にもったいないと思います。神様どうぞ神様のために祈り支え、また人のために祈り、またそれを通して私たちがその祈りに感謝して、また生きていく希望信仰が与えられ、この生きる道をさらに感謝しながら喜びながら歩んでいくことができますように、神様どうぞ私たちと共に歩んでください。
God, we ask that you would continue to grow us as a praying church, that you would continue to teach us what it means to be a people of prayer, and that you would guide us by your Holy Spirit in the ways that you want us to pray. God, we pray that as we experience joy and as we experience trial equally, that we would come to you together in prayer. God, help us not to be a people that think about only ourselves and what's going on in our lives, but to be constantly prayerful for the people around us in this church family and those outside of this church family as well. God, we trust in you and we rely upon you and your Spirit to guide us and to grow us in that way.
神様、この礼拝すべてを収めておられる救い主、癒し主であるイエス・キリストの名前によってお祈りします。
We pray this in the name of Jesus, the one who heals us, the one who guides us, the one who is our shepherd.
はい、サーシャさんがね、今日証の準備一生懸命されてたんですけれども、またの機会にもっといい証がねできることを期待しつつ、今日はリボーションの時を持ちたいと思いますので、よろしくお願いします。
So, Sasha really, really worked hard on preparing her testimony for today and is disappointed that she can't give it, but we're thankful that she'll have another opportunity and will have even more things to testify at a later time. Today, instead, we're going to have a time of devotional, be led in meditation and song together.